Like I say, how do you know that it's the block card or an external form, the table? It is through your Sankara mental formation. That's why when you are mindful, you can see it's an image inside there. So when you see that it's just this image through the mind manifested, I ask you that question. How real can it be? Externally, already not so real because dependent originating. You see? Then how do you know that it's a blocker? Just a mental image. How real can that image be? It's even more unreal, isn't it? Then the question is, why do living beings grasp and cling on to it and give so much meaning to it? That is what self-delusion is all about. Craving is all about. Possessiveness is all about. Yeah, you try to own it, try to have it, try to cling on to it and give meaning. That's how the world of form has power over deluded, heedless living beings. But when you are mindful, aware, and you develop the meditation accordingly, there is no such self-delusion. You will understand all this very clearly. Because through mindfulness, you can see clearly everything is dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, following the 12 link, Paticca Samuppada. Yeah. Then everything is just the way it is, following nature's law, physical law of nature, Utuniyama. Biological law of nature, Bija Niyama. Then the law of karma, law of mind, means how our mind functions. That Paticca Samuppada, 12 link, very important. You must have the ability to see it. Well, that one is really the whole essence of his teaching. When you understand dependent origination, you will understand the conditioned world. You will understand the three universal characteristics. You will awaken to it. So whatever that is dependent originating is obviously impermanent. But you have to see it in the meditation, in the daily mindfulness, and in the meditation itself. Then the moment you awaken to it, insight into it, it's not only that phenomena alone. You will understand through that understanding or the wisdom, it applies to all phenomena within the conditional. That is the power of the Buddha's Dhamma, the teaching, the cultivation. But the moment you awaken through the silent mind without thought, and this is not a knowledge, you suddenly understand the whole thing. That everything is like that. That's the reason why the Buddha said this is a universal characteristic. Every phenomenon has this universal characteristic. And because it's impermanent, it will definitely lead to suffering, isn't it? Do you know why or not? You better listen to this attentively. Then you can awaken, I tell you. If it's impermanent, means it is not a permanent, unchanging entity. Right? And the reason why it's impermanent is because it follows nature's law, understand or not? It is dependent originating. So whatever that happened or arise, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions he explained via the five Panchaniyama. So there is no such thing as one thing thinks your way, which is not nature's way. So everything is the way it is beyond nature's condition like that, things be like that. So if you want things your way, if you have attachment or craving, what will happen to you? You will suffer. Where you will not get what you want. Where you don't understand nature's law. You cannot really accord and flow. You cannot accept the reality of the moment. That's how people react to sense experience. Reacts to the reality of the moment. Whenever they see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel or think or something, their mind tend to stir and react with like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. And they cannot accept the reality of the moment. Yet they have their own views, opinion, and conditioning, their habitual tendency. Yeah. So whatever that is not in accordance with their views, opinion, and conditioning, they tend to reject or resist. That's how the evil roots of greed and hatred come to be. The first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will come to be your like and dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So the universal characteristic is connected. The moment you understand dependent origination, you will understand impermanent. The moment you understand impermanent, you will understand suffering. Yeah, it's all connected to his teaching, the nature's law. And you can see it happening. Every time you want things your way, you go and check. You can investigate into it. You will suffer. You will be afflicted. You will become miserable. Yeah. But if you want things to manifest, then you must understand the nature's law. Input the right causes and conditions for things to arise. That's why I teach you how to make aspiration by invoking the power of merits. Yeah. Then to overcome karmic obstruction, you have to ask for forgiveness. Well, these are part of nature's law. Then after you ask for forgiveness, the repentance must be done sincerely. You have to vow not to repeat all this. Well, these are negativity of mind state, negative karma. Cause karmic negativity to yourself and to others. You should avoid them as per the advice of the Buddha. So having all this understanding is very, very penetrating, very powerful. So I repeat, you listen. When you understand dependent origination, condition arising, paticca-samubbha, when you see in the meditation through mindfulness, everything is like that, then you will understand the universal characteristics of impermanent. Because without condition, nothing arises. When condition arise, all things flow. Yeah. And condition is my rights of them. Countless, so many. Beings alone already billions and billions and billions. Then you have gravity, all the forces of nature, electromagnetic forces. Yeah. Then you have all the consciousness energy, the mundane mind, the psychic and all those things. Then there are so many more under physics. You have even what they call it the photon theory, or the photon and all those things. Then there is another type of physics, very small and everything very small. What do they call that? Quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics. So the quantum field, the quantum field. Oh. So there's a lot of this type of forces that you don't understand. Then the electron, the neutron, the proton, and many other meson, or the white wave, particle theory. All this, actually, they are part of nature's law. That's why the scientists also penetrated quite a lot. And our whole universe is so immense. That's why one is all is one. Without you, the universe will not be what it is today. Without the universe, you will not be what you are today. So you understand the oneness nature, the interbeing or interdependent nature. So nature is very beautiful. Nature is the complete oneness. We are part of nature. That's why the summation of all is what nature is. So when you understand you and nature is one. Yeah, your nature is the oneness nature. From there you come. But because when you arise through the karmic nature, that form and mind created the delusion. Yeah, the primordial darkness, the first thought of ignorance that conditioned you to become that. Then you believe you exist. That's why you become the traveler in space and time. Yeah. The one, the thinker, or the knower, become the living being. Because you think you exist. And this one become the traveler in space or and time through law of karma. Then consciousness created what? Your mind is a forerunner of all things. Consciousness created the world, the continent, the phenomenal world. Everything arises from the mind. That's why it's very powerful, this teaching. So once you understand dependent origination, you will understand impermanent. Then the moment you understand impermanent, you will understand suffering. And then the last part, anatta, I will explain it. It's also very beautiful. Since everything is impermanent, means it's not a permanent unchanging entity. If it's not a permanent unchanging entity, then you investigate into your five aggregate of form and mind, like the Buddha investigate through Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Then I use my own understanding to explain to you how to develop the understanding of impermanent and non-self nature of all the other aggregates apart from the physical form. Your feeling, your perception, your sankhara, and your consciousness, vijnana. Because all these aggregates of mind, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana, they arise and they pass away. Did you die? You didn't die. So how can they be you? How can they be permanent? They are always dependent originating. Feeling is dependent on contact and the sense basis. Then when feeling arises, initially there is no pleasant or unpleasant. But because of self-delusion, craving, it conditions craving. That's why feeling is conditioned into craving. Then craving conditioned into grasping. You can see them all. And all these are very clear. So this is a very, very powerful understanding. If it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can grasp onto, cling onto, and hold onto, then who are you? What are you? If this human being is not me, because like the physical body, they are only made of element, no knowing. They go the way of nature. That's why the Buddha say, this body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. For he has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. But it's not a self. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity. You cannot say, don't change, don't get old, don't get sick, don't die. No, but this is dependent originating, condition arising within the conditional. It will go the way of nature. It is impermanent. And because it's impermanent, it's non-self. Not no self, non-self. No self means completely don't have anything. Non-self means there is a form and mind. But that one is not a permanent unchanging entity. That one is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon. You cannot deludedly grasp onto it and say, this is me, this is I. And the moment you do that, if you are mindful, you will start to understand how you become deluded. How sakrality condition you into negativity. But the moment you believe you exist, the personality, the egoic mind arise. That's how your mundane mind is caught. Without wisdom, without awakening, it will have the egoic tendency. Then when the egoic tendency, the personality, the ego is there, you will have this selfishness in you. You will have this greed to own things, to possess things. That's why the evil roots of greed arise. Then you can also become emotional, angry, happy, and all things. The evil roots of hatred arise. Then because you can also become fearful, worry, doubt. This is delusion. That's why the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion automatically surface when the Sakkaya Ditti arise, self-delusion, when you grasp and cling. So see this in the meditation clearly. Then you realize if the physical body, the five aggregate of form and mind is dependent originating condition, then it is natural for us not to deludedly grasp, isn't it? Cling. That's why I come out with the teaching. It's a vehicle and tool for you to come to this existential world to live life, to cultivate, to perfect yourself, to experience karma, to go through all the nature's law that governs life and existence. So use it, then there is no more delusion. But it's connected to your karmic nature. It's not entirely not related to you. And the Buddha's teaching is very powerful here. He said, this form am I, even though impermanent, non-self, not you, but it is related to you. Yes, karmically, it's connected to you. So this is subject to karma. That's why you have your duty. You cannot simply do things. You have to abide by that law of karma. Otherwise, you will get into trouble. Yeah, your karmic nature will get into trouble. So this is the profound teaching. That's why from the law of dependent origination, Patijasamuppada, you will start to understand the universal characteristics of impermanence. And when you understand this, you understand the Panchaniyama, you will understand why. Because it's impermanent, it is not a permanent, unchanging entity, and you cannot want things your way. If you do that, you will suffer. So the universal characteristic of dukkha or suffering will arise. Then, like I explained just now, the last one, because it's impermanent, not a permanent, unchanging entity, that's why it is not self. It is non-self. You cannot attach, you cannot cling. And through your mindfulness, your understanding of the Dhamma, you will understand all this. You will not be deluded anymore, and you will awaken. The moment you awaken, that wisdom will free and liberate your mind. You will not be deceived. Then you can see things as they are, before the knowing, the words, everything not there. Before the words, before the concept. That's why that one very powerful. Thing is just the way it is. No reality. Everything is impermanent, lead to suffering. Anicchang dukkhang anatta. Because it is impermanent, it is not real, empty. That's why it is non-self, empty nature existence. Where everything arises and passes away, arises and passes away. How real can life be? The only reality is within the moment. And how stable is that moment? Split second is dead and gone, and that is the only reality in life. See it, understand it. Then why still want to argue with people? Still wants to have all this great idea, ambition and all those things. All this you can have when you understand the unconditioned and the condition. That there is such thing as life. That's why you can have, as a human being, your ambition. You can have the experience of life. And when you have the understanding of both sides, the unconditioned and the conditioned, then life becomes wonderful. Then you can live the noble life of an enlightened being. You are free from suffering. Your mind state is always heedful, peaceful, tranquil, still, full of joy, happiness, virtue, wisdom. No more evil root. No more agitation, no more restlessness, no more doubt. The mind is always heedful, ever mindful, constantly meditative. Clarity with that true mind, always aware, ever mindful. So all these are very beautiful teachings.